Jim Lawrence is running for Congress in District 2 in New Hampshire. He's a Republican going up against incumbent Democrat Ann McLean Custer. His pitch to voters relies heavily on his record as what he calls a small business owner. But NHPR's Emily Corwin reports it's hard to get much detail on what exactly that record entails.
Jim Lawrence talks a lot about the company he started in 2003, Lawrence Battelle Incorporated.
My small business started as a consulting firm that made recommendations to the Department of Defense for how they can reduce their government spending.
He describes working side by side with the military and government employees and advising the Department of Defense on, quote, long-term decisions about major weapon systems.
We were actually embedded with the Department of Defense and advising them specifically on some of the decisions they were making for the sustainment tail. In other words, how they were going to actually maintain this fleet of, at the time, 33 aircraft we had worldwide.
But outside of Jim Lawrence's campaign for Congress, we could find little trace of this company. Lawrence Battelle Incorporated does not show up in federal databases, which include all contracts and subcontracts over $25,000. We searched from 2003, when the company was founded, through today. NHPR asked why we could find no evidence of Jim Lawrence doing business with the federal government. Lawrence responded, his company was too small to be reported. We asked for documentation of his firm's work, and Lawrence replied,
well, I could send you evidence of it, but I probably wouldn't.
Follow-up emails from NHPR seeking details on the company's record have gone unanswered. Lawrence says he left the company in 2014, but claims the business continues to operate under other leadership.
I actually stepped away from the active management of that firm. That firm is still continuing to do some work.
But according to New Hampshire Secretary of State's website, Lawrence Battelle Incorporated was dissolved twice in the last 3 years after failing to submit a required annual report to the state. And the company has not been reinstated. The candidate himself is the last registered agent. The only other agent ever listed is Jen Battelle, his current campaign staffer. What one does find when researching Lawrence Battelle Incorporated is a lawsuit the company brought in 2012 against the federal government. The suit was brought by Jen Battelle, now Lawrence's campaign staffer, then a business partner. The company claimed the Air Force unfairly eliminated it from a bid for contracts. Lawrence Battelle sought over $3.5 million in damages. The court dismissed the case. The judge's order describes the company's lack of fitness for the job. It includes the following quote, no performance record is identifiable, or the offeror's performance record is so limited that no confidence assessment rating can be reasonably assigned. According to public records, Lawrence Battelle Incorporated was evicted from its Nashua office in 2013. So who is currently running Lawrence Battelle today, and what work is it doing?
You'd have to contact Lawrence Battelle for that information.
The company has no website, and NHPR's emails to Jen Battelle have not been returned for 2 weeks. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.